You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People who gamble their lives away consider themselves of no importance. They are not important to others, and they are not important to themselves.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Your love, give us life through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us and rose again from the dead. By your design, O God, he died for us. Now show us your kindness, your love, your forgiveness, that we may believe in your Son, and believing may have life in his name, by which we pray. Amen. A woman was given money by her husband every month to make the regular payment on the house which the couple had bought. Instead of making the payments, the woman took the money and gambled it away at a nearby casino. When the notices started coming that payments were in arrears, the woman simply destroyed them. After a while, the notice came that the couple would have to take definite steps to make good on their promise to pay, or the mortgage holder would have to foreclose on the house. The woman destroyed that notice, too. Eventually, the notice came that foreclosure proceedings had been started and the couple would have to move out of the house. This notice went directly to the husband at his place of business. He was shocked beyond words and insisted there must be some mistake. There was no mistake. The money was gone. The resources set aside were dissipated. The hard-earned money had simply evaporated. It disappeared down the maw of a gambling machine. The house was gone, and the marriage was broken up. The woman then went to some of her friends and asked them to help her out with donations, pleading that she was poverty-stricken and had nowhere to go. She said, "If friends are not friends in need, what are friends for?" Some of them responded with financial help in order to make it possible for her to eat and to live. That money she took and gambled away, too. What she actually gambled away was her life. Everything precious, including love, friendship, livelihood, everything. God comes to people today in their predicaments, including this one, in order to offer his help. He comes in his Son, Jesus Christ, who said that he had come in order that we might have life, life in all its fullness. It is a pitiful thing to see what the fever of gambling can do to people. What alcohol does to some people and drugs to others, gambling does to people who become addicted to it. I've seen people, most of them older people, sitting for hours and putting nickels into slot machines that are sometimes called one-armed bandits. Eyes become glazed and arms are engaged in simply reflexive action, pulling the handle that keeps sucking up the coins that these people feed into that machine. They're actually gambling establishments which make a point of the fact that they cash Social Security checks, upon which older people depend for what little income they have. The theory is that if people want to gamble, you cannot stop them. In that case, you might just as well make it easy for them and encourage them to feed their fever. You see the same glazed look in the eyes of people who are gambling away their lives all over the world in the hope of striking it rich or making it big. They lose all sense of what life is about, and they throw their lives away. They practically invite others to come and steal everything they have. There are always people who are ready to accept that invitation. When people have gambled their lives away, the thieves are nowhere to be seen. Jesus Christ compared people to sheep. It struck him that people act so much like sheep, completely helpless. They do not think for themselves. They are fair game for the clever and the unprincipled. They are defenseless against danger that is as plain as the nose on your face. "I am telling you the truth," said Jesus. "I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers. I am the gate. Whoever comes in by me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its abundance." Gambling has become a worldwide problem. People will gamble on almost anything. They gamble on football games and they gamble on numbers. They gamble on cards and they gamble on roulette wheels. The gambling fever is a virulent thing, which almost inevitably destroys. Probably more people are hurt by the gambling fever than by pneumonia, polio, and all the virulent diseases put together. What moves people to gamble? There is the lure of the unpredictable, of course, and the excitement of winning. There's also the desire to make money and to get rich without working for it. Eventually, the fascination of taking a chance becomes almost overpowering. Of course, all of us take chances all the time, in various ways. Housewives take a chance when they try a new recipe. Young people take a chance when they go to college. Businessmen take a chance when they invest in a new enterprise. People who buy a car take a chance that they will get a lemon. You take a chance when you change your job. It's a well-known fact that nothing risked is nothing gained. Everyone understands the difference, however, between taking a chance, risking the possibility of failure, and the fever of gambling where the risk guarantees failure. There's a difference between throwing your God-given talents, energy, resourcefulness, and intelligence into an enterprise, even though it entails the risk of failure, and throwing all of the resources God has given you into a bottomless pit where failure is guaranteed, and throwing away your life at the same time upon the meaningless, the trivial, the stultifying, and the deadening. That's the picture for millions of people throughout the world. Not only those in the gambling casinos, but those who are gambling away their lives without any hope except the forlorn dream that one of these days they are going to hit it big. One of these days, someone is going to come along and give them $1 million. Ordinary people who never thought of themselves as gamblers actually are gambling away their lives with the same glazed look and the same automatic elbow jerks that characterize the actions of the gambling addicts at the slot machines in the gambling casinos. They go through the motions of life, and they die. But the big payoff never comes. Actually, the big payoff does come. It's not the payoff people would like, but the one they can expect. The judgment of God rests upon everyone who goes that aimless way, rejecting the hope God has given the world in His Son, Jesus Christ, and simply passing by the promise of salvation by the grace of God, as if it were of no importance whatsoever. People who gamble away their lives consider themselves of no importance. They are not important to others, and they are not important to themselves. All they have is an exaggerated self-importance, which is purely fictional and a magnificent delusion. It's no wonder that people feel themselves to be of no importance when they have no sense of their importance to God. God is not important to them, so why should they be important to God? The good news of God, too important to be passed by, is that while we consider him to be unimportant, Christ died for us. While we were yet enemies, Christ died for us. That's God's way of doing things. He sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, offering salvation to everyone through faith in that great Son of his, in what he did for us, and what he is constantly doing for us. He died for you and was raised from the dead. He constantly prays for you, and he sends his Spirit to knock on your door. You are important to him, even though he may not be important to you. The death of Christ on his cross is good for you, and the promise of God in Christ is sure for you. There's one sure thing in this world of ours, and only one. God loves you and sent his Son to be your Savior. His Son died for you, and his Son was raised from the dead. His Son is Lord, and your confidence in him will be justified, just as God justifies you through faith in his Son who died for you. He paid the price for your sins, and because of him, your sins are forgiven. In him, you have life. Life in him is a sure thing. A friend of mine asked one of the boys in his congregation to come forward one morning. A young man named Richard came forward. Richard, said my friend, what do I have here in my hand? Richard answered, a $1 bill. My friend said, what do you get if you multiply this by 1 million? Richard answered, $1 million. My friend said, I'll give you a little harder problem. What would you get if you multiply this by 1 billion? Richard replied, $1 billion. Now, Richard, said my friend, what is this I have standing here? Richard replied that it was a scale in the form of a balance. My friend, the pastor, said, let's imagine that we put $1 billion on the one side of this scale. Let's add all the gold and silver, precious metals and stones we can find. We will also add a beautiful house, a magnificent yacht, and a classy car. Then all the clothing and food and the best of everything money can buy. In addition, we shall place on that side of the balance the glory and fame, the power and popularity which make people think well of you and speak well of you. Can you imagine that for a moment? Richard answered that he could. On the other side of the scale, we should put only one thing, said the pastor. You. Now, please answer me this question. What's worth more, everything that is on this side of the scale, or you? Richard said, me. Now the pastor turned to the congregation, and especially to the older people. He asked, do you really believe that? Maybe you believe it in your minds, but do you live as if you actually believed it? It's a good question, because a lot of people don't really believe what the Lord said. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. People become real when they really believe. The man really believed who said, Jesus Christ has redeemed us from our former and futile way of life, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. Really believing that, Martin Luther once said, we all come to be his own and to live under him in his kingdom, serving him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, and living with hope of a future like the resurrection of the Lord himself from the dead. This is life eternal, to know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. What is that life of yours? 20, 50, 70, 80, or even 90 years, when you see it against the backdrop of eternity, it's like a drop in the bucket, a minute or two on the clock of life, which has to take eternity into account. Are you going to gamble everything on that drop in the bucket, on those few minutes, hoping that something will happen to change your luck and justify your gambling your life away? That's not gambling with life. It is gambling with death. Now is the time to quit gambling and to buy into God's sure plan for you. It's the will of God that you believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, Christ came, died, and rose again, that you might believe in him, and believing might have life in his name. It's God's plan for you that in faith you learn to love God and also to love your neighbor. For those that love God, everything fits into a pattern for good, because they are called according to his great purpose in the world. With faith in him, buy into his plan, which is a sure thing. Still, it's a gamble in a way. Faith does not know everything. People who have faith in God and love God depend on him to take care of tomorrow. They follow him with the confidence that everything will turn out following his plan. It's taking a chance on God. But it's not gambling your life away. What will it gain a man, said Jesus Christ, if he gets control of the whole world and still loses his own soul? He who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will find it. You are more important, my friend, than anything money could buy. You cost the Son of God his life. The Son of God died for you, that you might stand in the presence of God forgiven and justified, just as if you had never sinned at all. That's the gift of God to you, by faith, through his grace, purely out of the goodness of his heart. You are important to God. Don't let your troubles stand in the way of faith in God. Don't let disappointments discourage you from having faith in God. Don't let the ordinary obscure your vision so that you can't see the glory that comes to people who have faith in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't gamble with death. Take the chance of life with Jesus Christ, the crucified and the living, the Savior from death and the Lord of life. It takes a lot of courage to take this chance, the courage of faith. It takes courage to forgive when millions of people insist that forgiveness is weakness. It takes courage to love when you're surrounded by people who live by everything else except love. It takes courage to have the hope of eternal life when everybody else is saying, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. It takes courage to live by faith. But it makes sense. People who simply eat, drink, and live for pleasure alone find out to their sorrow that tomorrow they do not die. Many of them die sooner than they would otherwise, but tomorrow they have to live with the stupidity of today, along with the memory of the stupidity of yesterday. Living by faith in Jesus Christ is not stupid. It makes good sense. Living by faith in Jesus Christ, forgiving as he forgives, loving as he loves, with the hope of eternal life always in view, is life in all its fullness, life as it was meant to be. It is life as it can be by faith in Jesus Christ. What will you gain if you get everything and have nothing? What do you lose if you have life in all its fullness, the life Christ gives you, to live with faith in him and love all around? Take life, my friend. Take life. Take life with faith in Jesus Christ and with love that makes life worth living. Take Christ and have life. Have him and what he has to give. I'm come that you might have life, and have it in all its fullness. Amen.
You have been listening to a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your life, may we suggest that you share the cassette with others. This cassette service is a special ministry of the Mass Media Department of the Lutheran Layman's League.